Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
These researchers in Portland are doing this huge nationwide sex survey. It's anonymous, so people can be completely honest about it, but the questions get crazier and crazier as the survey goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it'd be fun to do the survey with you, even though I realize it's not anonymous because, you know, it's you and me. We're here. All right. So the first question is, I identify as straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, queer, questioning, asexual, other.
Straight or lesbian?
How many people have you had sex with?
Oof.
And it goes from zero to between 75 and 100. But if it's more than 100, they have an option of now it just sounds like I'm bragging.
Yeah, let's just say bragging.
Oh, wow. Okay, more than 100?
I was in a rock band. What do you want from me?
Okay, that's not an option on here. Are you satisfied with the amount of sex you're currently having?
Hell no.
Okay, very dissatisfied?
Yes.
Okay,
hell's
fine.
No.
Okay. How about during the pandemic? How was your sex life? Did it increase, decrease, didn't change at all?
Didn't change at all.
Okay. All right, now it's going to get a little more intense. Like, it's getting more into the sex stuff. So it's going to be a little squeamish and uncomfortable, but I'm going to ask you anyway, all right?
Okay.
Okay. How often do you masturbate?
This isn't the first time you've asked me this question.
I don't want to know the answer to this.
This isn't the first time you've asked me this question.
I've never asked you how often you masturbate.
Oh, I can go back and find tape that you've asked me this question before.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you in any serious way. Like, I really wanted to know. I was probably
you're never
going to
find out. What's the answer of I was in a rock band?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Anthony and I are doing a sex survey. Well, I am asking Anthony the sex survey questions because it's just, I really truly want to know these answers. There's a big sex study going on across the country, and they have these anonymous questions out there, and they get weirder as it goes on. So It's getting a little awkward right now, but you have to answer the question to continue the survey.
Hit me again.
And the question is, how often do you masturbate? Here are your options. Rarely, if ever. Once a week. Twice a week. A few times a month. Every damn day. I can't answer. I'm too busy masturbating.
Let's go with that one.
Okay.
What?
Oh yeah, give me some. Cut me a piece. Oh, that's go away, Baton.
Have you ever participated in a threesome?
Yes.
Okay, it's oh hell yeah, oh hell no. So I'm gonna go with oh hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. How about an orgy?
No.
Do you know an orgy could be considered more than three people? So if there were four people.
Didn't know.
Still no?
Okay. Still no. Have you?
Okay, fine. I didn't participate. I was at an orgy. I just didn't do anything.
Have you had a threesome?
I tried. I tried with a guy I was dating and his roommate. I got in the bed with the roommate and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, what do you think I'm doing? He was like, no, thank you.
So he was an intelligent guy.
He went into it, yeah. Because I think when guys think threesome, they think two women, and I'm thinking two guys, you know. They both were gym rats, and they both had incredible bodies. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And they were like, no, it isn't.
No, it's not happening.
Let's see. I prefer to be sexually dominant in the sack, sexually submissive, or sexually flexible.
Flexible.
Okay, that's impressive. How much porn do you watch a week? It goes from zero to I watch porn full time.
What's the answer of it's on my phone as we speak?
Okay, I watch porn full time. You're interrupting me watching porn.
Oh, that's go away, Baton.
If you watch porn, do you watch it alone, with a partner, at a bar? That's weird. In a theater.
I've never watched it with a partner. I've been asked okay, to, so, but I think that's weird.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just didn't do it.
You never walked into the room and it was just on?
No.
Huh.
No. Have you?
Many times.
You've walked into a room and there was porn on the TV.
Oh, yeah, many times.
Why?
And then one time, a boyfriend of mine was like, you want to put on porn? I was like, put on porn. I don't care. So he put the porn on. Okay, now this one's a toughie. All right, this is really going there. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you watch porn, what type do you prefer? And it's a check all that apply.
Okay.
All right. Vanilla.
I don't know what that, just regular.
Regular missionary,
yeah,
girl, guy,
sure.
Guy
not?
On top. Okay, fine. Hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, you like hardcore.
Yeah.
Threesomes.
Sure.
Okay. Ethnicities.
Just go ahead and click all.
Click all. Okay.
There's not one where you're going to find I'm going to say no.
Mature. What about clowns? Clowns is an option here.
Hey, I would watch that if it popped up. Why
okay,
not?
Okay, fine. I'll say yes to clowns.
There's not one you're going to be able to find that I'm going to say no, except like cartoon. I don't get that.
Oh, I love the cartoon ones.
Yeah, I don't understand that. So it's a waste of my time.
This is one that's gone viral that I've seen a couple of times just because it's so weird. If you're a Family Guy fan, there's ones of different Family Guy characters having sex with each other and like ones that shouldn't, like. I think there's one where, like, Meg is having sex with Peter, and you're like, wait, they're father and
that's
daughter. But then
wrong.
Then you're like, they're not really father and daughter because they play father and daughter on Family Guy. So you're like, again, they're actors pretending to be doing
and
incest.
And if Brian has sex with anybody, that's just wrong, too, because he's a dog.
That was incredible. And, hey, sorry I barked when you took your pants off. I thought it was a squirrel.
See, that's just weird. No, I'll go right past it. I'll go to the clown one.
Sex, relationships, advice. Huh? The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Get
back. So we're talking about this survey going on, this big sex survey. It's a national survey that they're doing out of, I don't know, somewhere in Portland. And I'm giving the questions to Anthony because why should I answer them myself? Mm-hmm. Let him answer them. All right. So it gets more and more awkward and more weird as the survey goes on. Not
okay.
Weird, but like personal.
Let's do it this way then.
Yeah.
You ask the question. I'll answer it. But then you have to answer it also.
Okay. All right. When you're sexting, are you most likely to send a picture or video of your D?
Oh, you're not getting either one. But if you're going to get anything, it's going to be a photo. You're not getting a video.
Okay,
I don't want that out there.
No video of you doing anything.
No, I can't have that out there.
I feel like if I had a D, I would be sexting it to everybody.
Would you really?
Yeah, I'd be proud of it.
I don't need a trending on Twitter. I'm not sending it.
Right, I guess. Not my butt. I've sent my V to my boyfriend. He has plenty of pictures of it. So in fact, he sent me a picture. Wait, no, this is funny. Wait a second. He didn't send the picture to me. It's an old photo that he had of his own D. He was at a hotel and the lighting was really good. He took a picture of it and he was so proud of it. He saved it. So I was like, I have to have that. So I have that. I didn't even know him then. So I have a picture of him.
Wow.
It's and what's so funny is it's an actual hard copy, like an actual Polaroid. It's on my mirror.
It's a hard copy.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
I'm afraid so, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know, there's TMI, and then there's what's happening right now. There's a sex survey going on in the country that these researchers are doing, and they're doing it anonymously. But, of course, we're not. We're talking about it straight up, straight out, because, you know, I'm kind of curious what Anthony is into and not into, but then I can't unknow it.
See, that's the bad thing, is I don't even, I think of you as... my sister, and just knowing things like that about your sister is just wrong.
Yeah.
And I can't even picture you having sex. And I don't want to.
Don't picture me. Don't picture me.
No, I wouldn't. I would go insane.
But can't we have a conversation about sex without anybody picturing anything?
No, guys have to picture it. I mean, when you said a couple of minutes ago, you said clown porn, and I had that photo in my mind of clown porn. I've never
then
seen.
You went and Googled it.
I've never seen clown porn, but I'm damn sure going to watch it now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex,
yes, please.
Relationships,
yeah.
Advice.
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex survey. These are the questions that are being asked of this national sex survey. So we're finding out a little too much about our friend Anthony Michaels here.
And Cooper Lawrence on the other side.
Okay. Have you ever had sex with a coworker? Yes or no?
Yes.
I'm just going to go ahead and hit yes. In your life, I'm sure you have, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. If yes, was it with a colleague, a boss, or your employee?
No, it would be a colleague.
A colleague.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Samesies.
Can you click more than one?
No, you can on this one. This one, they just want one answer.
And how about you?
Yes to all. Listen, I worked at a gym. I mean, everybody was sleeping with everybody, the bosses, the employees, like, forget it. I mean, I slept with other employees. I slept with bosses. It was no big deal. It's just that's gym life. Sorry. It's like Chinatown. That's gym life. It's like Fight Club, you know,
right?
Except you do talk about it. All right. Which of the following sex toys do you own? Check all that apply.
None.
You have none?
I have none. Zero. Zilch.
You don't even have a C-ring?
Nope.
Nipple clamp?
No.
Lubricant?
No.
Oh my God, I have so many of these. I have a vibrator.
You have a C ring.
I have a vibrator. I have a dildo. I have an anal toy.
Do you really?
Yeah. I have bondage equipment.
I
have lubricant. I have whatever's in the vegetable crisper. Listen, when I was in college, before we knew about sex toys, I had plenty of boyfriends who were like, here's a cucumber. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, I own none.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing.
Not even lube?
There might be some. I don't know.
All right. What kind of kinks and fetishes are you into? Check all
God.
That apply.
Yes, just click all.
Spanking, dumb,
no.
Sub, voyeurism, no. Exhibitionism,
no.
Bondage, blindfold,
no.
Role play, sadism, masochism, no. Consensual, non-consent, no.
No.
Breath play, sweat, latex, pegging, fisting, pee, poo, feet, toes, shoes, boots, electro sex? I don't think I know what that is. Furries?
No. A couple
Medical?
Of those in that list, maybe.
Nipple play?
No.
Antique Roadshow. What's Antique Roadshow? I gotta look that up. Is that a joke or is that a thing? Because I need to know.
That's when people have sex with Frank.
Oh, okay. No, that's
from American
that's
Pickers.
Antique Roadshow. That's American Pickers. You know what? I'll put in other for American Pickers. I'll give you other on that one.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Please say the name of the person you wish to call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is good. Have you had sex in or on any of the following? A car?
Yes.
Motorcycle?
Yes.
Boat?
Yes.
Yes. Train, I have. I'll put that in. Airplane, yes, I have. Public transportation,
ho,
yes,
ho,
I
ho,
have.
Ho, 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 ho. Wait a minute. Airplane, yes, you?
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
No, at the seat.
Yeah, you were shaking hands.
Yeah, to give a guy a hand.
And train, you have?
Yeah, on the New York City subway.
In the bathroom?
No, there's no bathroom on the subway.
On the train there is.
No, there isn't. Not on the subway, not the New York City subway.
Okay, but the Long Island train you have?
I've never really been on a Long Island Railroad. No, I've only been on there by myself. No, exactly. I've hardly ever been on the Long Island. No, I've hardly ever been on the Long Island Railroad. The New York City subway, I've had sex on there.
You have?
Yeah.
That is the grossest thing ever. Well, I hold my breath the whole time I'm on that subway.
I realize.
And you're the reason.
Have you had sex in public? I'm going with yes on both of this.
Yeah.
If so, where? See above.
Can you put New York City subway?
And here's the last question.
Oh, no.
What's the hottest, sexiest thing you did in 2022? Was there anything kinky? Anything wacky? Anything?
No.
Did you masturbate to new porn?
No. 2022? No.
Yeah. Last year. Did you do anything last year that you've never done before that was...
No. Not a very sex-packed year.
Okay. So nothing new.
No. How about you?
Did I do anything new? No. I did the same guy. Did the same guy over and over.
In the same pair of sweatpants and the same t-shirt.
In the same pair of sweatpants. It's amazing. You know, it's funny. I was walking down the street and I saw this girl and she was around my age and she looked amazing. She was really hot. She had her hair and makeup all done. I looked down at myself and I was wearing like a t-shirt and sweatpants walking the dog with my boyfriend. I was like, how does he still have sex with me?
Does he not see her? Is he like the horse with the blinders on?
I guess so. I don't know how I've convinced him that this is all that.
I mean, he walks around, he sees that, and then he sees that.
I know. I need to try a little harder.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sex,
yes!
Relationships,
yes!
Advice.
And it's new.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show Sex Hour, an entire hour of your sex calls. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever's going on in your pants, whatever you want to ask us, we're here for you.
Cooper is a doctor. She will give you the advice that you want, that you need. So call now.
Hey, Thomas, what's going on?
I have a question here. I've been married almost 7.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I, my wife has only had 3 orgasms. I was wondering, am I doing something wrong? There's something wrong with her.
I mean, how do you know it's only 3? Were you like, every time she had one, you had like a little book or a little notch
how about
on
tonight?
The wall?
No. Damn it.
Well, okay, Thomas, you got to talk to her about it. Does she want to have more orgasms? How do you know she's only had 3? Does she have orgasms when she's alone? Does she masturbate? Does she have a vibrator? What does she like? Do you go down on her? There's a lot of questions here. Mostly, do you know what a clitoris is?
No, because she has, like in jail, when they put those lines on the wall and then put the line through it, he knows how many lines there are on the wall when they're
only
done.
Three.
There's only been
on the
3.
Yeah.
So he wants to get that to at least 5. So,
right.
What should he do?
Here's the thing. So most women don't orgasm from PIV sex, which is penis in vagina. Only about 30%, which means the majority, 70%, do not. So if all you're doing is having intercourse and wondering why she isn't having orgasms, it's not common. So you need to learn how to do the oral thing. I was kind of joking when I said, do you know what a clitoris is? But you really should know what it is because you should go figure out how it works. She may be having lots of them. You're just not there for them. She has her own little list on her side of the bed, but you didn't realize that all those marks are something else.
It's up to 464. Your side of the bed is 3. Her side, 464.
She wins.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
I don't understand. What's happening?
A brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Charles, what's going on in your relationship?
I got a new girlfriend, maybe about a month. And whereas I'll perform an oral homage, a little cunnilingus, she does not respond with the fellatio. I always felt that it was an unwritten rule, reciprocation. The sex is no problem. We are having that, but there's none of the other. I'm hitting home runs, but I'm not hitting any doubles or triples.
For a variety of reasons, some women don't like oral sex. They like receiving it. They don't like giving it. So you need to find out what the reason is, because for a lot of women, it's because when they were younger, some guy forced them into it against their will, which happens to a lot of women. You'd be surprised. And for other women, they just have a really strong gag reflex, you know, and it literally makes them gag, so they just avoid it. You need to tell her, though, that oral reciprocation is important to you. If it is, if it's important to you. And if she's not doing it, there's got to be a reason why. So you need to figure out why she isn't doing it. Maybe your penis stinks. Maybe you need to shower better.
Okay, two things. First thing, you said if it's important to you, it's up there with air. On a guy's scale, it goes air, food, sports, then that.
Okay.
Sometimes it goes ahead of sports, and sometimes it can go ahead of food and air. So, of course, it's important to him.
Right.
Second thing is, if this is important to you, second only to air, do not get married, because it's not going to get better.
It gets worse. You get even less. Even if you get them to start doing it while you're dating, they stop once you put a ring on them. Yeah,
because
no, that's
the only
not true. That's a cliche. That's not true. In fact, you know what? I say the opposite, because it happens more once you get married, because they want to just like get you off, and that way you can just leave them alone.
What planet did we go to? Oh, look, it's Mars outside. It happens more once you get married. Wow.
Well, in my marriage, it did.
I woke up in a whole different world. No, it's beautiful
in
here.
My marriage,
the sky
it did
is pink.
Because
look at that.
No, because I didn't want to always have full-on intercourse, because sometimes it just took forever. I was like, you know what? Let's just do oral, and then you can just go on with your life and leave me alone.
No, once you...
I have to get back to Law and Order.
No, you gotta have oral when you're dating, because the only thing that gets you through the rest of your freaking life when you're married is those memories.
Those memories, yeah.
So if you don't have those memories and you like that, it's only second to air. I say run now.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
Okay, ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. And this is the sex part, because it's the sex hour. It's one of our favorite parts of the show. It's an entire hour devoted to just your sex questions.
Call us now with your sex relationship question. Cooper will answer your questions, because she's a PhD.
Now, Anthony, Isabel has a question for us.
Okay, my question in a nutshell. I've seen this guy for about 3 years, and now about a year into the whole relationship, he said to me that he thinks he likes guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, how did this all get started?
When I first started seeing him, it was a really odd situation. We both lived in the same house in college, and so we just sort of ended up in each other's beds all the time. And now all of a sudden he's like, I really like Ken. And
oh, so there was a guy in particular that he was really into. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what's the question?
Okay, well then my question is, so can a person just suddenly switch?
Yes and no. I mean, it may seem to you like it's sudden, but for a lot of gay men, it's not sudden. They just haven't come to grips with their own sexuality. So the first person you come out to is yourself. And there's a lot of gay men specifically who are not comfortable, or gay people in general, who are not comfortable with their sexuality. So they don't come out to themselves, so they just stay in the closet. They pretend. They do all the things they're supposed to do, like date women. I mean, there's a lot of gay men out there that started out dating women. I know some that have been married even to women before they were able to have the courage to come out and say, I'm not into women, that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other people who, they like women, and then they realize they also like men.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Which means it's time for
sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
1 hour, whole hour of your sex and relationship questions. It's the sex hour going on right now.
Yeah, don't be shy. Whatever's going on, you can use a fake name. We don't care. Like, we really want to know what's happening in your world. We want to help you.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationship advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's the sex hour. Whole hour of your sex questions. Cooper will answer your questions because she's a PhD.
Give us your deepest, darkest, I can't believe this is happening. That's what we're here for. Josh, what's going on in your world?
The question that I have is that I have a problem with, it's kind of like a fatal attraction that I'm that I'm suffering through here. I got this girl that's been calling me, and I have no idea who she is. She's been leaving all these raunchy messages on my voicemail, sending me Valentines and whatnot. It's, you know, she just talks to me like I've never talked to her. I've never seen her. She's always just left these raunchy messages that she wants to come over and do these certain things to me.
Hmm.
And, you know, I'm kind of freaked out, but I'm also kind of stimulated in the same way.
It's like your own personal chat line.
I wonder what she said now.
Yeah, you know, instead of calling us with your question, just play her voicemails for us.
Or better yet, call her.
No, don't listen to anything. Do not call her, because obviously she's unbalanced, because she's doing that. And it's a nice fantasy to think that she's hot and the sex would be mind-blowing, but that's why they call it a fantasy, because it's the furthest thing from reality. Listen, she's a stalker, and you're not random to her. She knows exactly who you are. She likely knows exactly who you are, and you've probably met her in the past. In fact, you know, there are studies that show women that stalk men, they only stalk men they previously knew in some context. And it's somebody who's probably not on your radar at all. Like, and the fact that she's not on your radar tells you she's not somebody you'd ever be interested in. Because she's seen you, and you've seen her, and she's the one stalking you. So you never even considered who she is.
I know, but I saw this porn where this scenario happened, and the girl was really hot.
Yeah, that's probably true in porn. And again, that's fantasy, not reality. In reality, he knows who she is, and the minute he finds out who she is, he'd be like, oh, you need to block her number right away.
Yeah, because if you were a girl calling and saying this, and a guy was doing this to you, Cooper would be giving you the same advice she's giving you.
I'd probably tell a woman to call the police, because that's scary. When a guy's stalking you, that's scary.
But you should still call the police and get this on record.
Right. You know what? Anthony's actually right about that, because in case she escalates to something that is truly scary, you definitely want this on record. And you calling us is not enough of a record. I think you have to definitely let the police know, block her number, and don't be intrigued by her. You know who she is, and you're not interested.
Sex, relationships, advice. Huh? The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Are you an OnlyFans guy?
I've never been on this.
How come? Because you're too cheap?
No, it's a porn site, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going on that. I'm going to pay somebody for porn? You out of your mind? Do you not know porn is free?
Well, okay, I'm really glad you said that. That's a great argument. So a lot of people and scientists and people on Reddit and people all over the world are like, why would you pay for something that you can normally get for free? So they actually asked a bunch of OnlyFans regulars, you know, why would you pay? Like, what's the reason? Like, what's, you know, just, you can get porn for free. Like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, some of these people are paying anywhere between $5 and $50 a month. to see their favorite adult performer, to see the updates and to participate. I mean, $5 a month, I could see. That's not a lot of money. I mean, if you're really into somebody, that's cool. But $50 a month, I mean, that adds up over time, as you can imagine. And then I think you can pay a little more if you want them to do a little something-something for you.
You better come to my house and wash my clothes.
Well, not that.
I'm not watching somebody online and paying somebody. I think that's a small, but large, but a small population. You know, all you need is a half a percent of the world's population that will do something like this, and you're making money.
So some of the OnlyFans fans were saying, well, you know, in real life, I've met this really attractive girl, and we were talking, and it was kind of cool, and I chatted her up, and I started asking her questions and what turned her on, and she responded by blocking me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So on OnlyFans, you could say, what turns you on? And they answer you. They don't block you. So that's one guy.
They also live on the computer. They can't come out of that computer. That's the problem.
One guy said, I like to support women who can't afford clothing.
Good point.
You know, because they're there pretty much almost naked. One guy had a very long explanation, but the bottom line is that he likes the personal attention. See, that's the difference with watching porn. You're watching somebody else do something, and whatever they do, that's what they do. You can't control it. You can't say, you know what? Don't touch her there. Or don't do that there. Or can you use that toy? Or, you know what I mean? It's like, it's the personal attention that he really likes.
It's the same crowd that paid $3.99 a minute to talk to a girl on a phone.
That's right.
It's
same
the
crowd.
Same
yeah.
crowd. So that
same
crowd is
20 years later.
It's the same. Those people are always going to be that small percentage of people that need, want attention. And I'm glad it's there. I mean, they're not out doing things that are illegal then.
Right.
So
right. That's true.
I'm glad it's there for them. I'm not going to be one of those guys because you're not going to get a dime out of me.
Another guy said he really enjoys personalized pornography. He said that's what it seems like. If you found a person insanely hot, you know, you could order a video from them, or you can just keep watching them, or they'll interact with you and you're like, wow, here's a super hot girl. As opposed to porn, if you see a super hot girl on porn, you don't interact with her. And then, you know, you've seen that video over and over and you're like, can you give me something new and something different? Another guy said, free range, farm to table, organic fair trade porn.
Mm-hmm. And I think these are the same people, same guys that may not have paid for it or may someday pay for it, but will go to a prostitute. I would never go to a prostitute. That's never going to happen. So I'm not even in that category at all. Even if I was in Vegas and the hottest chicks in the strip, no, I still wouldn't do it.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what if you were in Amsterdam where...
No,
where,
I still wouldn't do it.
Where it's legal and the girls are super hot.
No, because, okay, let's say the girl's a 10 and she's charging $50.
Okay.
I'll hook up with a 6 for free.
Right.
It's going to be the same outcome at the end. I'm still going to fall asleep happy.
So. But wait a second. But that's what one of these guys was saying, that when he goes out with women, he spends money on them and he doesn't always get laid in the end. You know, he'll go out with them. He'll dinner, drinks,
lower your
whatever.
Standards. Go out with a 2. They'll do anything you want. They will do things that the prostitutes won't do because they're a 2. So go out
but
with
for 20
a 2.
For $20 a month, he gets a 10 to do whatever
he
wants.
On the computer.
I know, but they interact the way you and I are interacting, and he doesn't have to worry about like meeting her mother or that kind of stuff, you know? That's her problem.
No, now I'm being judged by a girl that I'm paying on the computer that's thinking crap about me.
They don't judge you. That's the whole point.
They
don't
do in the back
no,
of their
they
mind
pretend
they
to like you. They pretend you're hot. They
yeah.
pretend
so
they couldn't
Hooter
get enough
girls.
of your D. Like
Hooter girls act the same way. But I don't go to Hooters. That's another thing. You know, I'm not unless
hi, can you call on me, please? Me?
Yes, Cooper, me? Please.
Didn't you marry a Hooters girl?
But I didn't meet her at Hooters. And that exactly because I got it for free.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a lingerie store in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of the big ones. It's small, privately owned, that kind of thing. And it has like 5 things in it. There's not a lot in there. So the other day we're walking by And I say to my boyfriend, you know, I remember when I used to wear that stuff all the time. I feel like I should do it again. I should start wearing some of that hot, sexy stuff again. But I left out the part that when I wore it, it was because I was like a pound and a half and it looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it would be like trying to shove your foot into a wet boot. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't fit. I'd be like trying to shove my big fat butt in. Yeah, it just wouldn't work. So I come home and there's a box waiting for me, and I open it up and it looks like children's clothing. It's so small. I'm like, what is this? He's like, it's for you, Anthony. It was so tiny that I was like, does he not know my size? Does he still think I'm the size I was when he met me? Or he doesn't know my sizes at all. I couldn't even fit an arm in there, let alone one of my big fat thighs.
No, Joe's like 6'2". You're 4'0". So in his mind, you're a size extra small.
Right. Right.
And there's no way to win that. You can't go in there and, okay, if I'm buying you lingerie, I'm buying extra large. A, because it might fit. B, it's a funny joke. But as a boyfriend or husband, you can't do that. You gotta buy small.
Right. But then I think it's more embarrassing when you say, listen, this isn't going to fit me. I have to go return it for an extra large.
Well, you don't tell him that you have to go get an extra large. You just say, I need a medium and I'll go return this and get a small, not an extra small or a medium.
Maybe I just say thank you and then just go back to the store
and throw it in the trash.
Without telling him. Yeah. But then the thing is, throw the trash. No, that's expensive. But the thing is, how does he not know my sizes yet? We've been together for 10 years.
No, why should he know?
Right.
There's no reason for me to know your size. I don't even know. You're a shoe freak. I guarantee he doesn't know your shoe size.
Now that's insulting. I can understand that he doesn't see my butt getting bigger and smaller over time, but not know my shoe size when you know that I'm a shoe girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you one size my wife is, and we've been together forever. I don't know shoe size, pant size, shirt size. That's why I don't buy her clothes. Because I don't know. Yeah, it's not going to end well for me.
What if you're somewhere and you see something that you think she would like and it's like a shirt?
Then I'll take a photo of it and say, you should buy this later. It's at the store. Here's the store that it is, and here's what it looks like, but I'm not buying it.
You should come get it.
Yeah, because I'm not buying it because there's no winning. Because is it a large? Should it be a small? Should it be me? I don't know. I don't know my size. How am I going to know your size?
Yeah, I know it's also confusing because I wear skinny jeans and I also wear baggy jeans. And for me, sometimes that means like I'll just go to H&M and I'll buy the exact same pair of pants, one in a small size and one in a really big size. And I'll wear one baggy and one skinny.
Yeah, so confuses us even more.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought a piece of clothing for a woman. Ever.
Really? Really?
No, I don't think I've ever bought panties, lingerie, shirts, pants, nothing. No, I've never. Well, A, I'm cheap as hell.
Right.
B, I'm not going down that road. It's easier for me not to buy it than put up with your crap. Because I don't know your size.
My boyfriend buys me clothes all the time. All the time. He'll buy me stuff. And sometimes he'll show me and ask me what size I want in it. And sometimes what he has done in the past is he's gone to my closet and grabbed something that is similar, look at the label, see what size it is, and then he goes and he buys it. I know he's done that in the past. But for the most part, it's like, the fact that he never knows my size, that he has to even do that after all this time. I know his size. I know all his sizes. You know what I mean? And he's an unusual size. So I guess it's a little more, it's a little more obvious what his sizes are because he's got the long torso and the shorter legs. So everything I got to get him is like a tall. He needs the tall size of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's fine for you to know his, but I don't want you to buy me clothes either. Because A, you have horrible taste in clothes.
No, I don't.
Not you, but I'm talking about my wife. Yeah, I'm talking. Okay. Yeah, I don't want my wife buying me clothes. Because I'll never wear it.
Right.
She has horrible taste in clothes. So just don't even buy me stuff. I won't buy you stuff.
The only thing I know, always get him something tall. Otherwise, if I get him regular, it's like a belly shirt. It's like he's wearing a crop top. I just know, don't do that.
It's like Joe's a Hooter girl.
Haley, when did you realize your man didn't know your sizes?
Well, for Christmas, he actually made me a shirt with like an iron-on. So he wanted to know my size. So I told him it was a small, and now whenever he sees something that he thinks I like, he buys it in a small. And also, I kind of made him a chart of my shoe size and my dress size.
Did you make him a chart of your shoe size by stenciling your foot?
Well, I put it in an Excel spreadsheet because my sandal size is different than my heel size.
Wow.
So he has all your sizes in an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
Relationship.
Advice.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
Okay, ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I wonder what percentage of couples know each other's sizes. I bet it's pretty small.
I bet it's very small because guys don't care to know. I don't care to know. I have other things in my brain that I need to think about on a daily basis. I don't care what size you are. Plus, you change every day.
Right. I know. Am I bloated? Am I premenstrual? Did I gain weight this week? Did I lose weight this week? And if you get me the wrong size, did you just call me fat?
Mm-hmm.
It's always an issue.
I don't even think I would buy you a baseball cap. Because my luck is the adjustable baseball cap wouldn't fit you.
Wouldn't even fit me.
Yeah, then you'd give me crap that I think your head's fat.
It kind of explains why most of the people in my life now buy me jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a bracelet's a bracelet. Doesn't matter what size you are. You just put a bracelet around your big fat wrist. But the minute they buy you clothes, you know, what size do they get you?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what size you are. They don't know how fat you are. They just look at you and go, I don't know, a medium, extra large, could be anywhere in there. Not really quite sure. Now, Bella, do you just come out and tell your significant other your sizes so they can shop for you? You just put it out there?
Of course.
Why?
Because I would definitely love some presents on my birthday and on Christmas.
That's true.
Well, how about a gift card so you could go pick it out?
Yeah, either or. I mean, it's the thought that counts, you know?
Are you honest about your weight?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm a solid 175, baby.
And he knows that.
Yeah, why?
Oh, no, just because...
Did you not tell your significant other your weight?
No, not at all.
No.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm in denial about it myself. I'm not ready to admit it to myself, so I'm certainly not going to tell. Because I'll be on a scale, and he'll walk in. I'll be like, get out of here! And he'll say...
Step off real quick, the numbers lock in.
I know, exactly. And he'll be like, I've seen you naked before. I'm like, yes, but not on a scale.
Stop. It's just a number.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
On your Amazon wish list, can you put sizes?
Yeah. That's how to do it. That's the best way to do it. Your Amazon wish list, you don't just put sizes. You put on exactly what you want and what size you want it in.
Yeah, or just send the link. Isn't it just the link? I've never bought anything for anybody on.
You're so cheap. It's amazing you don't know this. You can just go to Amazon and just look up somebody's wish list. They don't have to send you the link. You don't have to know them. Like, if there's somebody you want to buy a gift, it's really easy to just go find their Amazon wish list and just buy them something off of it.
so I can go to yours, put Cooper poopy head in, and it will come
like
up?
Like you ever would.
True.
You have never, ever bought me anything. In fact, I remember one time you and I had stopped for coffee, and you were like, you got a dollar? I didn't give you money for the coffee. How much did you get? You got money for the coffee?
I'm the cheapest guy ever.
Coffee.
Cheapest guy ever. So, but do you have an Amazon wish list?
Of course I do.
Do you really?
Yes. Who doesn't?
I do. I have no idea how to do that. I don't have one.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationship advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Okay, so my advice to you is, if you want to buy a gift for the woman in your life, and you're not sure what size she is, buy something from a store that you know she can exchange it with no issue, and get her a smaller size. You want her to think that you think she's a teensy little thing. Don't get her the bigger size. Don't be like, you know what, I'm going to get her the bigger size, and then she could be like, hey, I'm tiny, what are you talking about? It's better the opposite way. It's always better. Here's a little secret about women. Even though we like to pretend that size doesn't matter and what we look like doesn't matter, it does. It totally matters. And your view of us, kind of important.
No, here's how you do it. You don't buy them anything, because the problem is if I buy you something from the store, I'm going to buy it on the sale rack. So when you take it back, you're going to find out that I was a cheap bastard and I bought you something on the 75% off rack. And it's a lose-lose situation.
Well, for you, but everybody else goes and shops and buys things full price. You're the only person I know that has to go to the clearance rack all the time.
I go straight for the clearance rack.
Now, Gabby, does your man know your sizes?
He knows all my sizes.
How'd that come about?
Well, the first thing he ever bought for me clothes-wise was a shirt. And I asked, well, how do you know my size? He stuck and looked at my shirt. And he goes, listen, I actually want to actually take you shopping for clothes, so tell me your sizes. And that day he took me on a whole shopping spree, and ever since he remembered all my sizes.
Oh my God, that is love.
Well, what's funny is I call him my fashionista. Because what I'll literally tell him, I'll be like, babe, can you pick me up an outfit? And he goes, okay, we'll put a whole outfit together in like about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. You're lucky you have a guy who's got good taste in clothes.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And he actually, like, really, really good stuff. Stuff that I would never think I would wear. And it looks amazing.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
Relationship.
Advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know what that means?
Sex, relationships, and advice.
There's a woman in Great Britain, a British mom, and I'm not going to show you a picture because she's super hot. And if I show you the mom, you're going to be so focused on her, you won't be able to hear the story.
Okay.
Okay, so this is actually really interesting. She has an app where she basically deals with... She has this business that's an app that she deals with sex toys and sexual wellness and stuff like that. And she has, like, sex therapists, and she's very open about sexual pleasure for adults. But she started realizing that her 14-year-old son and her 16-year-old son were being given either misinformation about sex, or they had questions that were just not being answered anywhere. So if you think about it, like, at school, they teach you the basics. They teach you... This is a uterus. These are ovaries. Like, you know, here's how babies are made. They teach you the basics, but they don't answer the questions that kids really have. Like, how do you initiate sex? How do you undo a bra? Like, you know, the things that
I still don't know any of those.
Well, yeah, that's true. But think about the kind of sex you had as a teenager that you don't have as an adult. Like, there's certain things that teenagers do that are very teenage behaviors, you know, but they don't know much about it. Like, how do you ask for consent? After you've done something with a girl, how do you ask, was that right? Was that okay? How do you, as an adult, it's very easy to say, like, move to the right a little more, or that hurt, or don't do this, or do that a little more. But when you're a teenager, you don't feel comfortable saying, that's not how I like it. Or,
and you don't even know what you like.
Right, you're just discovering, you're just learning. You know what I mean? So what this mom realized is that her teenage sons had real questions, like real world questions and real things that teenagers truly need to know above and beyond how to get pregnant, how to use a condom, when to use a condom, which is basically the extent of sex education in most schools. So she came up with something that is called a first-time sex starter kit.
Okay.
It's brilliant. It's so brilliant, I think, because she's asking, like, she answers questions in this starter kit, like, how do you choose the right partner? What's the best way to ask for feedback? The guide features advice on oral sex, actual sex, like the different places you can put things, I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. Consent, hand jobs, you know, things that kids are into.
The kids nowadays are into that hand job thing. Back in our day, we didn't even have hand jobs. You kids and your hand jobs.
Just things that kids might find, things that might come up in their lives as they're exploring themselves sexually.
No, I think you should just figure it out. That's the fun part of it. Just figure it out. Get a girl that has, or a guy that has no idea what they're doing, and y'all just figure it out together.
Yes and no. I mean, I remember, like, when I was first fooling around with boys, and the biggest problem that boys had, I noticed, because we weren't having sex yet, but they would do, like, the dry hump thing.
Right.
And they would end up, like, with a rash. You know, because, like, rubbing against your jeans is probably not very good for your
anatomy. But that's how you learn. You do it, I'm not going to say once and you never do it again. You do it, like, 55 times. and then you figure it out. So even if your friend's mom tells you not to do it, you're still going to do it. It's just going to be 54 times instead of 55.
No, but she should explain that that's totally normal. And maybe next time you should have a little, just make sure you moisturize afterwards. Just, you know, give them some advice or something.
Oh, trust me, I mean? Like, they are. They go home and they moisturize. Trust me on this.
They go through bottles and bottles of Lubriderm, yeah.
The minute we get home, soft.
Sex, relationships, advice. Huh? The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We did do a little bit of a deep dive into relationship TikTok because we thought it'd be interesting to see what are they talking about there and what you guys think about it.
When, if ever, is it okay to lie?
When, if ever, is it okay to lie to your partner, Anthony?
All the time.
What do you mean all the time?
Don't ask me how you look in that dress. Do not ask me if your butt looks big in those pants. You do not want the real answer. You don't want the truth. You want me to lie.
Well, yeah, to save our feelings. But do you lie about everything? I mean, everything that you get asked? Is it just, are you all day long just keeping a list of all your lies?
I probably tell more lies than I do truth.
Truths?
It's just because I want to avoid a fight. I don't want to get into an argument ever. So I'm already playing out the conversation in my head, mm-hmm. how it's going to go. So if you ask me, you know, if I show up an hour late from work, you're going to ask me where I was. I'm going to make up a story where I was, but I've already played out that scenario that says if I say this, she won't get mad. If I say this, she'll get kind of mad. If I say this, she'll get really mad.
Right. So you go with the thing that you can say that's not going to make her mad.
Right. I was at work long. I was working on a project. I couldn't make it home.
Right. Interesting, because you have the opposite approach that I do. You lie so you don't get into a fight. I'm brutally honest. Like, I tell the brutal, honest truth so I don't get into a fight.
Like what? Okay, so if you came home late... An hour. So you went to walk the dog and you were gone 6 hours.
Yeah, my boyfriend wouldn't care.
He wouldn't ask you at all.
No, but there are things that he was, I felt like in the past he was being a little shady about. So I asked him and he didn't want to tell me, but he realized that I'm the kind of person that if you don't tell me, I'm going to basically annoy you until you tell me. So he has learned after all these years, just tell me. Just tell me and deal with the consequences, or just tell me and know that ultimately I don't really care what it is. I just want to know. As long as I know, I'm not going to be mad. Like, he has this one friend I don't like. So if he's hanging out with her and he lies to me about it, but then I see that she posts on Facebook, like, you know, hung out with Joe Clark, I'd be like, hey, and then he lied. Mm-hmm. So he knows he should just rip the Band-Aid off and just say, this is who I was with. We hung out. Get over it.
See, I would have already played that scenario out, and I would have told you I was at the mall.
Yeah, no, I think it's never okay to lie to somebody you're with. And in fact, I probably should lie a lot more than I do because I'm brutally honest. And he's probably like, wow, I didn't really need to hear that. That's sort of hurtful. Well, you asked me. You shouldn't have asked if you didn't want to know.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
If someone told you your partner was arrested without giving any additional explanation, what's the first assumption you'd make about why?
Oh, that's easy.
You would know why Joe was arrested. Okay.
What they're saying is if someone said to you your partner was arrested, you wouldn't need to ask why because you know exactly why. So what would that reason be?
Okay, so you get a call and it says this.
This is a prepaid call from...
This is Cooper's boyfriend, Joe.
An inmate at the county correctional facility.
Hey, baby. I'm in jail.
Is this Mike Judge? Is this Beavis or Butthead? Who is this?
No, this is Joe.
Okay.
Hey, baby. I have to say that because I'm in a line right now in jail, and there's people behind me, so they're looking at me, so I got to say, hey, baby. I'm in jail.
Who did you kill? Who pissed you off on the street while you were walking a dog? Or where were you biking and some e-bike messenger
How did you
cut you off in traffic? Who'd you kill?
X-nay on the L-A because I have to go to court tomorrow. And,
okay. And they're recording this call, aren't they?
They're going to use this call, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he's in jail because he killed somebody.
No question. Like, if I ever got a call from the police and they were like, your boyfriend's in jail, I would never have to say, why? Why is he there? I'd be like, yeah, I know. I'll be right down to bail him out. I know why he's there.
And that's exactly why you would be in jail.
Because I killed somebody?
Yes.
No, I don't think mine would be. I mean, I do get pretty angry.
I have seen you go from 0 to 140 in 2 seconds.
No, I'd be in jail probably for shoplifting.
that was my next. That was my next thing. Because the self-checkout is your best friend.
It really is. Yeah, because it's been a long time. I'm very honest now because I'm not going to take the risk. But there was a point in my life that I lived in a neighborhood that was too expensive for me. And I lived in an apartment that a family member owned. So it's the only reason I could afford to live there. But everything was really expensive. And I would always steal soda because, listen, a thing of Diet Coke should not be, I'm sorry, it should not be $5
it's
for a thing of Diet Coke.
For being too damn expensive.
It's their problem. No, because I bought everything else. I'd buy like a box of cereal for $15. I was like, it comes with a free soda. At least it comes with the free soda.
I swear I saw that in the mail. Last night, that if you buy cereal, you get a dozen eggs.
You get a free soda with it. Yeah.
A dozen eggs for free.
Right. So I think, if anything, I think if I was in prison, if I was arrested, not prison, but if I was in jail, it would probably be because I got, well, not anymore, but back then.
Mine would be, I'd be in jail for road rage.
Yes, I was just going to say that. That would definitely be yours.
Yeah, it's either going to be excessive speeding.
Right. I can vouch for that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the roads are made to do 100. I mean, it's you have to. And people make me mad. So I can go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds when they make me mad and cut me off.
Yeah, so for my boyfriend, it would be murder. For you, it would be road rage. And for me, it would be shoplifting some eggs.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Well, there's a lot going on relationship TikTok today. So not only are they asking relationship questions, but one of the questions is, what's cheating? What's not cheating? Okay, so she's going to ask the question, and you and I have to say yes or no.
All right, question number one.
Do you think it's cheating if your partner texts someone else and hides it from you?
I say yes.
100%.
Why do you say yes?
Because you texted somebody and you didn't tell me about it. And if it's a guy and I see it on your phone, if I look over, I'm not going to go through your phone. But if I see it over your shoulder and you're texting a guy named Tom, yeah, right. we're gonna have a massive issue.
Right. Anything you're hiding is definitely sus.
So would you call it cheating though?
Yeah.
Your partner is still swiping on dating apps, but not actually talking to anybody.
Oh, get off the dating apps. You're with me.
If you have one downloaded on your phone, you're cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah, you have to move out. Game over.
Your partner is texting someone that they met on a dating app.
I mean, duh. She might as well have his D in her mouth.
Right. You better go all the way because you're moving out.
Same thing. Yeah, you're moving out.
Your partner kisses someone else.
I don't know. That one, I'm going to say it depends. Because is it a passionate kiss?
Yes. It doesn't matter.
He's made out with somebody else? Yeah, if he's made out with somebody else, yes. Of course, that is cheating. But, I mean, he kisses friends all the time. What kind of kiss?
If your lips touch another set of lips, they better be yours.
Right. Okay, so lips on, lip on lip action, you're saying.
Yeah, on the cheek, fine. That's Italian.
Right.
You're supposed to do that. But if it's not my dog or me, yeah, you're moving out.
Right, then it's the kiss of death.
Yes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex,
yes, please.
Relationships,
yeah.
Advice.
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Your partner pays for a cam person.
Or your partner pays for a sex worker. Is that cheating or not cheating?
No, I don't think either one of those things.
Either one of those aren't cheating?
No. Why would they be cheating?
They're both cheating. You know what? We'll find out next.
Okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
Okay, ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show. What's cheating? What's not cheating?
Your partner pays for a cam person.
Nah, that's not. I don't think it's cheating if they pay for a cam person. You do?
Yeah, I do.
How's that
you're spending my money.
So she's not cheating on you. She's cheating on a bank account.
Yes. I have a bigger issue with the money than I do the cheating.
Yeah. I don't think it's cheating if you're paying a cam person. I mean, that's almost like a sex worker. That's their job. You don't have a personal relationship with them. They're never going to meet up in person.
But how much is he spending, though?
Well, that's his business. It's his money. What do I care?
You'd have a problem with that because if the rent wasn't being paid, but he's paying, you know, Charlene on the app, you have a problem with that.
Well, if he has a problem that he's spending too much money on Charlene and not spending enough money on Cooperline, then I'd have a problem with it. And yeah, but is it cheating is the question. I say no.
No, you're going to have a nickname for Charlene.
Did you watch Rent Girl again? How's that utilities girl?
Your partner pays for a sex worker
in person.
the definition of cheating?
It's literally cheating. You're literally having sex with another person. But wait a second. If your partner tells you about it, then it's not cheating.
Yes, it is.
No, uh-uh. If they tell you about it and you're okay with it, it's not cheating. If you're a couple who does not have a lot of sex, or you stopped having sex, or you're a companionate relationship and they want to have sex with a sex worker, that is not cheating.
Yes, it is. Because
I say no.
You're going to bring home cootie bugs, and I don't need cootie bugs in my house.
If we're not having sex, I'm not going to get cootie bugs. I'm good.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show. What's cheating? What's not cheating?
Your partner goes to a strip club.
No, it's not cheating to go to a strip club. Please. I've been to strip clubs.
Yeah, it better not be cheating. That's all I
got. I almost worked at a strip club as a bartender. I told you that story. Not cheating.
Your partner has someone they call their work wife, their work husband, or their work spouse.
Nah, that's not cheating.
No, because I have one of those I'm talking to right now. And I'm telling you, it's not cheating. I promise you, it's not and never will be cheating.
And that implies that having a second wife is a good thing.
It's never a good thing, but you
just
have to
deal with it. Yeah, I don't even want one husband, let alone two.
They both treat me like crap.
Your partner thinks about someone else while you're having sex together.
Do you think about somebody else while you're having sex together? Is that cheating?
Yes.
No.
You say no?
No, it's not cheating to think about somebody else while you're having sex with your partner. Are you kidding me? If my boyfriend sees like a hot chick that he wants to have sex with, but he knows that he can't because he's with me and he pretends I'm her, I'm good with that.
So if he photoshops her face and puts the piece of paper over your face like this while you're having sex, that's fine.
Yeah, he's probably doing it in his mind. I don't care. As long as it's his P and my V, I don't care what's in his brain.
Let me tell you this. Your boyfriend is never thinking of you.
Well, there you go. So is that cheating? Is he cheating on me every time I have sex with him?
Yes.
Because he's cheating on me every time we have sex.
Just randomly stop in the middle and say, who are you thinking about? He will not. He'll go, what? Huh? Yeah.
I got news for you. We're not thinking about you either.
I just watched Magic Mike.
I just watched a Brad Pitt movie. Babe, can you come in here?
Your partner sleeps in bed with someone. They don't touch, but they're both naked.
Naked with somebody else. Of course that's cheating.
That's completely cheating.
Yeah, why would you be naked in bed with somebody else?
Why would you be in bed with anybody else? I think if you sleep with anybody else, what if you sleep together and you have clothes on? Is that cheating?
Well, why is he sleeping in bed with somebody else? I mean, is he on like a work trip and he and somebody he works with ended up, they thought they bought two rooms, but they got one room and they ended up having to share a room? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Is she hideous? Is she prettier than me?
So if she's hideous, it's fine.
It's fine.
If it's Margot Robbie.
Yeah, if she's hot. Yeah, no, he's cheating.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.